Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tuesday morning. Woke up this morning and thought I was in London or something, Britain or something. It was so foggy out. Nice weather otherwise, though. And I think we're going to break a 75-year-old record for the least amount of snowfall up to this date. And I think if we don't get at least an inch, and we haven't received an inch of snow this entire winter, we're going to break that record tomorrow. So there you go. Wow. I'm thinking about it. I think about the first time I ever set foot in Fargo, North Dakota, way, way, way back in like the end of 96, I think November of 96 or something like that. And it was like 100 million inches. It seemed that way to a southern boy anyway. All of that snow that was on the ground, and so tall you couldn't see around corners. I mean, that's how much snow was on the ground back then. And then I think about this winter, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool, actually. The folks up there in the Northeast, though, they're not so lucky right now. They're getting like a couple inches an hour, projected 2 to 3 feet of snow. I mean, we just call that winter. We don't call that like inclement weather or blizzards or whatever. That's weather. Kids are outside playing. School doesn't shut down. We just keep on trucking, man. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. We're at 8 o'clock hour here. 855-217-76. It's live on air into the conversation. Say it every morning. I love the feedback. So give it to me. Give it to us. We want to hear from you. 855-217-76, extension 2. It's a live on air into the conversation. We're going to have Greg Gust on at 8:30 to talk about the weather, to talk about record that we're going to be setting or breaking. Greg Gust is from the National Weather Service. We're also going to be talking about flood forecasts and things of that nature. Maybe ask him why are we in this little warm spell that we're in? And it's nice, man. I love this weather. It's the perfect weather. Thinking about getting the Bermudas out and strapping the rollerblades on and doing a little exercising out there. So warm. Anyway, there you go. A couple of news stories that I found interesting. The first one, right off the bat, you know, I like to eat. I'm a southern boy, so, you know, if it's deep fried, I love it. It's got bacon on it, I love it even more. But yesterday, a friend of mine sent me just the most awesomest. And yeah, I know that's not a word, but there's no other way to describe this. Who needs a soggy hot dog bun when your hot dog can be wrapped in fried chicken, man? Oh, when he sent me this, I couldn't believe it. Kentucky Fried Chicken is replacing bread with meat in the Philippines. I got to go over there. I thought it was coming here when he sent this to me. I said lunch today would be at KFC, and I would be getting one of these double down dogs is what it's called. And apparently there are no plans for the fast food chains here in the United States to do this, to add this to the sandwich menu. But over there in the Philippines, the new double down dog sandwich is coming to a KFC near you. It's a hot dog covered in cheese, fitted into a bun-size piece of fried chicken, man. How awesome is that? The only way this thing could get any better is if it was wrapped in bacon. Yeah, that would just seal the deal for me. I plan on lobbying my local KFC to get this double down dog into a KFC near me, man. I'm looking at this thing, and most people when you tell them about this idea, they're like, "Oh man, are you serious? That sounds horrible." I think it sounds awesome. And so I'm talking about, you know, weird but awesome food ideas this morning. And a friend of mine says, have you ever been to Sickie's Garage? And if you have, please call in and let me know, because I had never heard of this concept before. But apparently, at Sickie's Garage here in Fargo, they have a hamburger. But instead of a bun, you got two glazed donuts. How awesome is that? So, I would go in there and order a double bacon cheeseburger wrapped in glazed donuts. I mean, how awesome is that? Got my lunch planned out, got my dinner planned out, got my triple bypass planned out for tomorrow. Yeah. That's how we're going to roll today. Anyway, this is the Common Sense Club. What are you, and I think we need a food segment here on the flag. I think I'm going to lobby Steve and Scott about that. We need a food segment because, you know, I'm hearing about all these great food ideas this morning, just got me hungry, and the conversation was that normally is, you know, 80% politics. Was the flip of that. It was about 80% food this morning. And the weirder the food, the better. The more I like trying new things, man. I mean, that's just me. And this double down dog sounds phenomenal. And that Sickie's burger will be sitting in the bottom of my belly tonight. Absolutely. If you've ever heard of this thing, or if you had one of these burgers before at Sickie's Garage, I just want to call in, let me know what your food experience with that thing was, because I plan on munching into one of them later on this afternoon. Well, this evening anyway. So there I got my dinner planned out. A couple other stories that are not food related that I found interesting. First, yesterday I made a new friend on my social media, and for the guys and gals that follow me, you already know this. You hear me talk, speaking with Blanquita Cullum every morning at 8:20 every morning. Well, yesterday, you know, we connected on social media. I thought that was pretty awesome. So I made a new friend yesterday. One request to folks out there, and I don't know if this is just Facebook or what that sends out these requests, but I'm getting like tons of requests to play dumb Facebook games like Farmville. The most annoying one and the most recent one that I'm just getting tons of them is this Pudding Pop. What are they trying to say, man? Are they like liking me to Bill Cosby or something? What's with all the Pudding Pop a game requests? Hey, it says here James thinks that has invited you to play Pudding Pop. I don't want to play Pudding Pop. Don't want to play Farmville, Bubble Pop, Candy Crush, any of that stuff. Stop sending me those. Anyway, didn't mean to get on a rant this early in the morning, but. Come on, man. Come on. Knock it off. It's not a Facebook thing. Is Facebook like doing these robo invites or something or another? Because most of my friends say, hey, I never sent you that. And if so, Facebook needs to knock it off. And I don't want my feed to be cluttered with that kind of stuff. And I know there are ways to, you know, stop that from happening. But I don't want to think about it. You know, Pudding Pop, invite, Farmville. I never play those games. I never invite anybody. So if you ever get one of those from me, it's not from me. It's from the folks at Facebook. Now I'm getting off of that, and we're going to go to some actual stories. A couple of stories that I found very interesting today. It's school choice week today. And I love school choice. It always baffled me, especially in impoverished neighborhoods where, you know, I'm a big fan of vouchers, school vouchers, that sort of thing. But it always baffled me that, you know, if you're living in one of those impoverished neighborhoods or whatever, and you want your kid to get a quality education, but you can't quite scrape up enough money to move out of that neighborhood, I think that, you know, you should have a choice in where you send your kid based on certain factors. Obviously, you don't want to send a bunch of hothead kids to a decent school and kind of bring down. But that's another topic altogether. But the fact of the matter is it's school choice week. So what that means for the folks here in North Dakota, as parents across North Dakota have a variety of K-12 education options for their kids. So check it out on my social media. I'm going to be posting things all week about School Choice Week. And just check it out. It's a good thing, in my opinion. We'll be right back with Blanky DeCullum, Ellen Ratner, right after this.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You know, I made a new friend yesterday. I was excited to make a new friend on social media yesterday. You hear her every morning. I can't start my day without my cup of Joe and my daily dose of common sense from Blanquita Cullum. So I was ecstatic yesterday to make a friend on social media in Blanquita Cullum, and that's the voice you hear on the other side of this microphone. So welcome to the Common Sense Club, Blanquita, and welcome to the friendship of, I guess, me.
I mean, that was exciting, and I got to see your cute face and look at your family, and this is exciting.
I don't know about cute face. You must have had your glasses. You
and
need to
I
get those glasses checked.
Your wonderful post, and I mean, this is really, really nice. So now we're BFFs.
Yeah, we are. We are kind of BFFs. I like it. It's good. It's a good thing. I got a couple of questions for you, though, and these are going to be kind of hard. First off, this one's going to be a lighter one. It's a foodie one. Did you hear about this double dog down hot dog sandwich that KFC is offering in the Philippines? It's a hot dog covered in cheese, wrapped in chicken.
Yuck.
That's what is with everyone that I've explained this idea to.
Okay, I love hot dogs. I mean, man, I'm a hot dog loving girl. I like chili dogs. I like hot dogs with mustards and relish and all that kind of good yummy stuff. But just adding the chicken just is like too much.
Would wrapping it in bacon make it more palatable to you?
No, but wrapping chili would make it better for me. I mean, I like hot dogs. Why do you have to add too much more to the hot dog?
I guess I'm the only one that likes this thing. I explained this to like 5-6 people. Every one of them had a gag reflex. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's chicken and hot dog. And they married them together. All right, I guess some things just don't go together.
I know.
Anyway.
I mean, you can't like everything. I mean, come on, believe me. If you knew some of the crazy stuff I like, you'd probably go, what?
I don't know, pickles and bananas on a peanut butter sandwich,
know,
stuff
like
that.
I like potato
know.
Chips and mustard.
Oh, nice. I do, too. The honey mustard. They have the Pringles honey mustard. Anyway, let's get off the food because I'm getting hungry right now.
Okay.
One other food thing. Tonight at Sticky's Garage, I will be trying their hamburger that instead of the buns, they have a glazed donuts. I'd never heard of this out before morning, but I will definitely be.
That doesn't sound so bad. I mean, because really, when you think about it, it's dough, and I bet they're delicious.
I bet I will give you a full update tomorrow morning. Something else that I heard last night that has just been on my mind this morning is the Bo Bergdahl is to be charged with desertion. Now, if you look at the Article 85 desertion in the U.S. military code, you know what it calls for?
Probably being shot.
Yeah, by death. It's punishable by death. And I remember back when, you know, this was a big story, and Obama with Bergdahl's parents in the Rose Garden, and Bergdahl's dad was speaking in Arabic and praising Allah and that sort of thing. I remember that so clearly, and I also remember the folks out in his unit saying, wait a minute, this guy's not a hero. And but it seems to me, and it was pretty much confirmed, that the Obama administration has been stonewalling this. This decision was made back in October. So why would they be stonewalling getting this info out to the folks, do you think?
Well, there was also an election, and, you know, there were probably people saying, look, it's bad enough. We're going to lose a lot of votes. They probably didn't want to completely have a disaster. And also, you know, you have a lot of other things that have happened. So it looks like he was pandering to a guy who was a potential traitor. That's what it could have looked like. Also, He's made a lot of disastrous decisions in that time, especially there was a release of more terrorists from Guantanamo Bay. I'm sure that's why they've held on to it.
Did you hear a retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on O'Reilly last night?
No, I did not.
He says that the Army has come to the conclusion that Bo Bergdahl will be charged with desertion. And he says also that he accused the Obama administration of trying to keep the details hidden. And he says that it's shaping up to be a titanic struggle behind the scenes. Believe me, the Army wants to do the right thing, and the White House, because of political narrative, and President Obama cozying up to the parents, and because Obama released the five Taliban folks from Gitmo, this is not the narrative that the White House wants out there, and that's why there's been this big struggle behind the scenes. I think that is unforgivable. I think that's unbelievable that our White House would do something like this. What is up with the folks over there at 1600 Pennsylvania?
Well, they have, in many cases, their own agenda, and sometimes you get into a position of that authority that you believe you have more power than you do, than the people gave you, afforded you. Also, you have people that work for the president that sometimes believe that they are their own fiefdom, that they're their own power brokers. Fortunately, the American people have a voice. They have representatives and senators. And as you know, I always say, if it bothers you, and clearly it bothers many people, it's important to make sure you reach out to your elected officials. And talking to a couple of them just recently, they said, you have no idea. If people complain and they call and if they get enough messages, and I'd call the local office and the national office, they're gonna do something.
One other thing before our time is comes to a close here, but the border security bill. What's your take on that? I know Boehner was trying to lobby support for it. I know it was canceled. What's your feel? I mean, you're over there in Washington. What's your feel on that? The conservatives, Republicans, the fight.
Whatever goes through, I feel Boehner's going to get the border security bill is going to get a lot more movement in the House. Traditionally, the House is going to muster it up and they'll make something happen. Then the question is when it goes to the Senate. Again, that's why it's important for people to get on the phone and call their senators and let them know, because they will take a different approach if they know the will of the people is to provide more border security. So then what happens, let's say it doesn't pass in the Senate, it's going to go to a conference committee, and that's what happens after that.
Well, there's Blankita Cullum, the voice of common sense, every morning right here. Stay tuned for more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Yeah.
you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So, this morning I wake up, it's a little foggy out, not below zero weather, you know, that I'm used to in North Dakota here, you know. Normally you're having really, really cold weather and lots of snow. I'm thinking of breaking out the Bermuda shorts, I'm strapping on the rollerblades because I think winter's over. I think winter's over. And so, and since I'm not a weather guy, I decided to reach out to Greg Gust, who is a weather guy, and ask him, is that sound advice, you know, to pack away all the sweaters and winter is pretty much done and over with? I want to know. These are pressing questions in the Francis household. So welcome to the Common Sense Club, Mr. Gust.
Well, I tell you what, it's a beautiful morning, and I've got the foggy hoarfrost thing going on outside my window, but to tell you the truth, I was dressing kind of warmly for the season today and yesterday as well, but I wouldn't pack away the cold weather gear just yet.
Not yet, huh?
No, we have another couple of days of this relatively mild weather to go here through the rest of this week, but we are already cooling down just slightly as we go into Wednesday, maybe still pretty good, but Thursday, Friday, into Saturday, we're going to lose a few degrees each day, and by the time we get into Sunday, we're going to be, well, even for Saturday into Sunday, we're going to be right near normal temperatures for the year, and then dropping below normal for a couple of days into early next week. So, you know, perish the thought, we'll see below zero for some nighttime low temperatures coming up here yet.
Okay. All right. Well, something else I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
We're on the cusp of breaking a 75-year-old record of having, you know, less than 1 inch of snowfall. is that a good thing, especially when we're talking about farmers? And I know it's a good thing for folks like me. I'm a southern boy, so I haven't grown accustomed to 100 inches of snow on the ground. So this is all right for me. But
well,
how does that sit with everyone else?
It seems good. Walking, I walked to work today. The sidewalks are dry and bare. It's like, you know, what is this? You know, nor I didn't even have to put a shovel in my backpack with me this morning. But it's it's odd. And the last time we've really seen it this mild at this time of the year was back in the winter of 2011-2012, which not that long ago. And it was oh so bare as well here in the middle and late part of January. That year, though, we were expecting the warm and dry to continue into the spring, and it did, and we had a very early springtime across the area. This year, the climate outlook professionals at our Climate Prediction Center have said, well, we should taper back into near normal temperatures and precipitation for the late winter, early spring. So they're telling us we still could get half of our snowfall yet. Half of our snowfall would be close to 2 feet of snow.
Oh, wow.
Now that said, see, I left the barn door open for you earlier. I said lows below zero. I didn't say high temperatures below zero. So that's the good news. And we really don't have anything in the way of significant snowfall in the crystal ball for the next week. You know, we get some flurries maybe coming across tonight here, a snow shower or something, but nothing big and accumulating. And again this weekend, but nothing, again, that looks like it's going to put even inches of snow, much less feet. And then we have some Arctic air that should be in the area Sunday night, Monday morning. But with this bare ground, Arctic air coming down over the snowpack in central Canada, once it hits this bare ground, it's going to start moderating pretty quickly. So normally when that would come in, we'd see high temperatures below zero. We're just going to get low temperatures below zero and probably not hold that too long. So
okay.
So when you have bare ground in the middle of winter like this, your overall temperature regime is a good 20 degrees warmer than normal. So now, back to that issue of farmers and frost and cold. And right now, the soil temperatures, our soils themselves are frozen a good 3 feet deep in most locations just because of the lack of snowfall. But that doesn't mean it's bitterly cold that deep. And if you go just 2, 3, 4 inches down, most of the soil temperatures are in the middle to upper 20 degree range.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, but because again, bare soil also responds to whatever sunlight and gets a chance to warm up a little bit in these upper levels. So right now, not too bad, but we're going to want some snow cover pretty soon because again, as we get, through the rest of this winter and any of these cold outbreaks coming in, we're just going to keep pushing that frost depth down. And that gets tenuous.
Okay.
Now,
what does that say about our spring flood risk?
Well, the flood risk, soils are dry. From April 1st on, most of the area here has been missing rainfall and snow. So we're running a good 2, 2.5 inches low on the amount of water. We should have had close to 4, 4.5 inches of water from October 1st till now in the form of either rain or snow. And we're missing a good 2, 2.5 inches of that. So we're a little bit shy on moisture in the soil. We have nothing for snowpack, so nothing to melt and run off right now.
Right.
Rivers are running pretty close to what would be their normal position now, which is low and frozen but still flowing underneath that ice. A normal amount of snow into the spring wouldn't cause us any problems. We would not see a lot of runoff. We'd get rivers a little bit to run off and a little bit into the streams, but it would have a hard time pushing rivers up even into the minor flood stage. So we have, you know, our risks right now are saying 5 to 10% chance of getting a minor flood, slim to nil of getting into the moderate and major. So it would take multiple feet of snow. It would take the third, the fourth, and the fifth foot of snow before we start getting into trouble there.
Oh, good deal. I know that college kids across the state are thanking you for the
well, those that are even paying attention to the weather outside.
Right, right.
Wandering around probably still in hoodies from last fall and wondering what class they're supposed to be at.
Right.
But yeah, we see lots of people that are wandering around enjoying the fact that it's relatively mild and planting already their spring gardens and their planting and all this. Well, just remember, there's still, it's not quite half now of our winter to go, but nearly half of the winter to go. And so we do expect to see, you know, one or two good storms yet and probably a couple of bouts with Arctic air. And, but it's this, at this time of the year, geez, you know, a foot or two of snow, it's going to be gone.
Yeah, I know. Months. And, so and one other question I have to ask you, is this normal? I mean, what's going on? I'm looking right now in Connecticut, and they are just getting slammed, man. And I'm sitting here in Fargo, North Dakota, and there's like no snow. So,
oh, there you go. And yeah, there. So it, I don't know. That's normally this is abnormal, but it's abnormal in the sense of, if you look at the average of temperatures over time, but if you look at temperature plots and snow plots for this part of the country over the course of 100 years, you'll notice from year to year very high variations in the amount of snow in this. Now, this is abnormally low, and 2012, likewise, was abnormally low and mild. And then you turned around into 2013 and 2014, and you had abysmally cold. You've had years like 2011 and 2009 and 96 and 97 with hugely abnormal amounts of snowfall. So again, you just see that, that if you look through our climate record, that's the way things go.
Yeah.
We just have that high degree of variability. So,
and so I'm going to ask you a real noodle cooker right now. Is it because of the dirty snow out there in the Bakken that we're getting this abnormal weather pattern and all that stuff? Is it the dirty snow? I got to know it.
Well, I saw the articles on that and recognize that on snow.
I don't want you to get
across the snow maps of the U.S. You will notice that up until this event up occurring in the Northeast, we had all across the continent, the United States, a pretty low snow profile. And so it's hard to say the Bakken's responsible for the entire North American hemisphere having that issue. But one thing that happens with a snowless winter, and you do get dust blowing into the area and covering whatever snow you have, it is going to melt faster. So dirty snow does melt faster. One of the things we notice, and this is something more to our local area, is along these main arteries and interstate highways, we notice that just the traffic, not just the concrete and that, but the traffic along them helps to keep the air mixing. So on the deep cold layers that come in the wintertime, you tend to be a bit warmer right along those main traffic arteries. And it's not just exhaust. It's not just the color of concrete and vehicles, but it's actually the mixing of air along there as well that modifies that. So all of those things, I guess, but you see that dissipate pretty quickly a mile off the interstate. So I wouldn't count on building your igloo right up the highway and hoping for it. But it's all of those things add up to subtle impacts into local areas. So if you have an area where you have dirt or some type of thing that is changing the albedo, the reflectivity of the snow, you're going to warm it up. The forest, right. We see that in the forests of northern Minnesota. Any given day now, you could have the same temperature at 6 o'clock in the morning in Bemidji as you have in Fargo, and by the middle of the afternoon on a sunny day, it's going to be warmer in Bemidji because of those trees.
Okay.
Now, just because they're darker. Now, with no snow in Fargo, it's a dead heat. But if there's snow cover, the snow under those trees in Bemidji, the trees will be more absorptive to that sunshine, and they'll actually warm things up. So there you go.
So Greg Gus says, do not put away the sweaters just yet. So I got to go back and unpack. But thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. I always love to have you on. And if the folks want to gain more information, where do they go?
Well, weather.gov is the National Weather Service. And weather.gov/FGF, or you can just put /Fargo or Grand Forks. and you'll get to our webpage, and there you can find links to the Climate Prediction Center.
Good deal, good deal. Thanks. Thanks, Greg.
Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So, straight from Greg Gus prediction, don't pack away the sweaters, man. We're not done quite yet. I think you said we're just a little over halfway of winter, so yeah, we got a lot of we have a little stretch more to go, but I'm loving this weather. One thing, and we're not gonna I refuse to have this discussion this morning because it's a much bigger discussion. But I just want to make one observation. JJ, you know who you are.
Yesterday I posted because for some reason cannabis was on the brain of a lot of folks yesterday. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. But apparently, you know, there's folks in Bismarck that are trying to pass, you know, marijuana legislation and blah, blah, blah. And I posted, don't you just love hearing the hookah heads explain pot logic? Sheesh. JJ, I know you are not trying to draw some correlation between the Bible and Moses with the legalization of cannabis. I know you're not doing that, man. Come on. I'm trying to follow your logic there. I just, no, stop it. I can't believe that. If you want to see what I'm talking about, just go to my social media, check out some of my posts. I just scrolled down to one 15 hours ago. Just read some of the comments. Love the feedback on there. But are you kidding me, man? No, don't do that. Stop it. Anyway, Bergdahl, I want to close the show and at least get to this. So, if you don't know, already know anyway, and many of the listeners in my audience are military, and I love it. We love you. We love your service. Thank you for your service. But when we're talking about Bo Bergdahl, I remember when the Obama administration trotted out his family and Rice was out in front again. And Rice, to digress just a second. If anyone is a victim of this administration, it's Rice. I mean, they have her out in front of everything, and it just doesn't matter. They lie to her. They have her lie to the people, and she's the one that takes the brunt of the. I actually feel sorry for her. But I remember when she came out, and she was like, you know, this is a great thing. We got this hero trade. You know, we traded 5 Taliban for Bo Bergdahl, and it was a great thing. He was a hero, blah, 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 this and that. And then the folks in his company started coming out saying, wait a minute, this guy wasn't a hero, he was a deserter. The guy was, you know, he is what he is, and I'm not going to get too far into the weeds, but the fact of the matter is, back in October, they had reached an agreement that he would be charged with desertion. We never heard about it, though. But apparently behind the scenes is a big struggle, a titanic struggle is how Mr. Schaefer, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, says. He's a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. He says that it is a titanic struggle behind the scenes because the Army wants to do the right thing. Bergdahl deserted. He did. He deserted. He deserted his post. He put people in danger. 6 people lost their lives looking for this guy. I want to read to you what Article 85, desertion, in the U.S. Military Code says. It says, and this is Section C, any person found guilty of desertion or attempt to desert shall be punished if the offense is committed in a time of war, which this was, by death or such other punishment as a court-martial may direct. But if the desertion or attempted desert occurs at any other time by such punishment other than death as a court martial may direct, I say get a rope. I mean, think about it. 6 good military folks lost their lives looking for Bergdahl. And he wasn't abducted. He wasn't kidnapped. He walked away from his post and, from what I can understand, actively sought out the Taliban. I mean, and we get from this administration, we got that big fluff piece. Bergdahl's father was speaking Arabic and praising Allah. Do you remember that? On the White House lawn, we are in a war, and this guy comes out with the long beard and some guy, I mean, he's from Idaho or something. Some white guy from Idaho, and he's speaking Arabic and praising Allah. And it was so we could have this kumbaya moment. It is the reason that this administration won't call these folks or these acts what they are, Islamic terrorists. He won't. And this was a kumbaya moment for them that blew up in their face. So they've been stonewalling the procedure. They've been stonewalling getting the information out to the folks. And they've been sitting on it since October. Think about that. Think about that. That's this administration for you. And it's one of the things that some of us have a problem with the GOP about. They should have been on top of this. They should have been getting this information out to us. So we're being had by all sides. Anyway, that's my opinion. I welcome yours. Leave it on my social media or 855-200-1776, extension 1. Stay tuned for Scott and Todd right after this break.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. Give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. ValleyImports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.